Hello everyone, happy Friday. Well, today was certainly a much better day for our market. We need quite a few of these because it's been a terrible month so far. The ASX 200 today rose by a solid 48 points. That's a gain of 0.75% to 6,576. It also means we finished up near the best levels of the session as well. Also, first back-to-back daily improvements we've had all month. And it also means that over the week, we've managed to lift by a good 1.5%. That's the good news. The bad news, it follows a 6.5% tumble for our market just last week when all the attention was on that massive rate hike in the US, the biggest in almost 30 years, and also concerns, rising concerns about a potential US recession. So that certainly did rattle markets, and that's basically what we have to contend with still in the weeks ahead. Now, today was an interesting day. There were a few areas of our market that have really done poorly this month, which really stood out today. And part of the reason was actually bond markets calming a little. So bond prices rose and bond yields fell, and they generally head in different directions. So that generally is seen as a positive for those interest rate sensitive sectors. Tech, for example, and certainly the best performer today, it rose very aggressively. Also, retail stocks and in addition to that, property stocks. They were the three areas that actually stood out. Now, looking at tech, it has a long way to go because it still is easily the worst performer of the year because of rising rates. But today it stood out. We had Block lifting about 10%, Zero, WiseTech, NextDC. All of these stocks were up at least 5% for most of the session. In that retail and property space, there were a number of standouts as well. Stocks like Super Retail Group, which is behind Rebel, Supercheap Auto, Macpac and BCF, it rose. Premier Investments with another standout. This is the stock behind Peter Alexander and also Smiggle Brands, two of the darlings of that company recently. JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman and Wesfarmers has also managed to improve. Real estate stocks in this group too. So just generally we had improvements across the board. But next week will be interesting for those REITs and property companies because on Wednesday, it's going to be a whole bunch of them that will trade ex-distribution on the same day. So property stocks are a bit unique in that sense in that many of them tend to trade ex-distribution on the same day. And that can be a little bit of a weight, at least on that sector. It's just something to be mindful of later next week. Now, as far as the losers are concerned, there were three sectors that really held us back most: the financials, energy, and mining stocks. Now, energy and mining companies have struggled all week, partly because there's been just increased conversation around a potential US recession. We've had two straight days now of the big boss of the US Central Bank, the chair, Jerome Powell, who's basically just reiterated that there is a possibility of recession if interest rates keep rising. So stocks like BHP, down about 1% today. It's actually fallen about 10% this week. We've also had declines from stocks like Beach, Whitehaven Coal, New Hope, and also Santos as well. I guess in that iron ore space, at least 10 straight days of declines in iron ore can certainly do that. Now, elsewhere, the major banks were mixed today, but we did see Westpac, certainly the biggest underperformer, even though it paid out around $2 billion in dividends to shareholders today. A bit of company news, we heard from Qantas today, which has fallen back by about 1.5%. It confirmed that it's on track to make between around $450 and $550 million in underlying profits over the 6 months that end June this year. And that's partly because of a big lift in demand for travel that we've had recently. It also anticipates to turn a profit in 2023. In addition to this, it expects its debt levels to fall to around $2 billion, or $4 billion by the end of this month. That's a $2.5 billion improvement from where debt has been at its peak during the pandemic. Some bad news though, Jetstar CEO Gareth Evans said he'll be stepping down at the end of the year in December. This is after 5 years in that top job, and the company still expects to post quite a significant loss this year, mainly because of Omicron and Delta variants, which obviously kept planes grounded and was terrible news when it comes to many of these travel companies broadly speaking. Now tonight will be interesting. We've got the Reserve Bank Governor speaking on a panel discussion in Switzerland. He's expected to actually be there in person. This won't be held until 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time though, so certainly hasn't had an impact on our market today. But it's a type of thing that if there are any surprises as far as his commentary, that could set the tone for what happens in the early part of next week. On that front, be a few bits and pieces out next week to watch. Certainly as far as global markets are concerned, one of the big things to keep an eye on will be a key update on inflation in the United States next Thursday. Now, this is interesting because most people might have a favorite dish, a favorite place to go, perhaps on a holiday, or a favorite movie. But as far as the Federal Reserve goes, it has a favorite inflation update, and that's that deflator figure that we're going to get next Thursday. So that's going to receive a lot of attention. Any comments, any figures, any surprises rather on that inflation front certainly is something that could rattle markets and a market moving event. Now on that note, the Aussie dollar finally a bit weaker today. It's sitting at about 69 US cents. Enjoy the weekend, everyone, and we'll do this again next week.